Now, when Jeroboam, who was there at the time of making a sacrifice to this golden calf, notice what he did. Verse 4, it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. In other words, with a scepter, he could point out to the man and say, lay hold on him. In other words, he's to be slain. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up so that he could not pull it again to him. He was paralyzed. That arm was paralyzed. Now the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Now the king changes his tune very definitely. The king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, became as it was before. Now the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I'll give thee a reward. The man of God said unto the king, if thou give me half thine house, I'll not go in with you, neither will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now this is quite remarkable. Very frankly, there was no compromise here with the evil and idolatry. I'm not going to take time out for this today, but this would be the place to say that right now there's so much double talk and subterfuge in Christian circles, and that which is supposed to be fundamental. I have just read a statement issued by a certain seminary that claims to be fundamental. Now, you can't guess what it is, and don't attempt to ask me because I won't tell you. But this seminary has tried to build a reputation that it's conservative. I have never read such double talk. I have never read such subterfuge. May I say that there is a super piosity, a super intellectualism that they claim. And it's nothing in the world but a denial of the things of God. Oh, the compromise that there is today in Christian circles. Now, I don't mean that we're to become ugly and cantankerous and not speak to certain individuals or have fellowship with them. That's not the point. What I'm saying is that we need to have clear-cut statements where you stand today. And my Christian friend today, many of you are supporting organizations that you do not know whether they are sound or not, and you don't know whether they're giving out the Word of God. You ought to check into that. That's important, and God will hold you responsible for it. Oh, we're living in evil days, let me tell you. And this super piosity, my, butter wouldn't melt in the mouths of the ones that give out statements like this. Boy, this prophet here is not even about to stay and have lunch with old King Jeroboam. Now, this man turns away, and he absolutely goes on his way. And he just well, too. Do you think this would have changed the life of Jeroboam? It should have. But we read verse 33. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from the evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places, whosoever would. He consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this thing became sin under the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. And my friend, when the church of God gets involved in these protest movements and brings in this hard rock music into the church, and today is making all kinds of compromise, it's a stench in the nostrils of Almighty God. We are living, may I say to you, in days that were like this, but the men of God always took a very definite stand, and you always knew where they stood. And you don't know where a great many folk today stand. The double talk that you hear today. I tried my best to get a seminary professor just to make the statement he was premillennial. He never has made it. He wouldn't make it. And yet the man wants to lead a prophetic congress. How tragic in a day like this to have men like that in the ministry.